On August 9th, 1964, I had the marvelous luck to marry the love of my life. This was 49 years ago, and my barely 18-year-old bride entered our marriage a virgin. On the other hand, this 21-year-old entered our marriage after having had sex one and a half times. The one charged me $10. But the half is the one that could tell you really how cool and suave I was. But I was determined that our wedding night was going to end on a beautiful note, that our wedding night and my bride's virginity were going to end on a beautiful note. But it did not happen. My wife was totally embarrassed for me. She said, "Honey, don't worry about it. It was just the excitement of the day." She rolled over and went to sleep. I laid awake absolutely devastated. I'm a failure. My God, is this how it's going to be? And I had to devise a plan to end this failure and to end her virginity quickly. And as I laid there, I remembered as a little kid, a teenager, hearing the older guys in my neighborhood saying, "Well, if you really want to have great sex, or in my case, any sex, you got to have a lot of alcohol." So that was my plan. We got up the next morning, drove to Atlantic City to begin our honeymoon, checked into the Empress Motel. My wife was really eager to go down to the beach. She had never been to the ocean. And I said, "Honey, please, Bobby, bear with me." And she allowed me to drag her down the boardwalk on this sweltering August day. And we went into the first bar I saw. And I asked the bartender to sell me two bottles of Pepsi Cola and a fifth of liquor. Oh, and I needed some ice. We are now back out on the boardwalk. My wife is now no longer embarrassed for me. She is now embarrassed by me. She is a good 5 feet behind me carrying her two bottles of Pepsi Cola. I have a brown paper bag filled with ice chips and a fifth of liquor under this arm, hightailing it back to the hotel. But I did realize that I have to make one more stop to guarantee success. And on the way back, we stopped in the Boardwalk Pharmacy. And I bought the largest jar of Vaseline petroleum jelly. We are now back out on the boardwalk. My wife is totally humiliated. She's now 20 yards behind me, carrying her two little bottles of Pepsi. And I have now a bag of ice water, a fifth of liquor under this arm, and a fifth of Vaseline petroleum jelly under this arm. I may have looked stupid, but we consummated. Now we can go to the ocean. We get into our bathing suits. My wife had this absolutely adorable figure, but she never felt that she was well endowed enough, so she brought from home two little foam rubber helpers. Now, the bathing suit that she wore didn't have pockets for her foam rubber helpers, so she just kind of put them in there, pushed up, looking good. We walk down to the beach. We step in the ocean. She is holding my hand. We are in ankle-deep water. She is in heaven. She is laughing. She is knocked on her ass by the biggest wave that Ocean City had. We go tumbling, and I get up real quick. And as I stand up and take the water out of my eyes, bobbing up and down right in front of me, it looked like a one-eyed sea nettle. And I picked it up to give it to her discreetly, and she had just stood up, is wiping the hair out of her face, the water out of her eyes, and her other little foam rubber helper is sucked right here on her neck. And the rest of our day in the ocean was terrific. We then made a beeline back to the hotel room. We were going to go out for our first formal dinner as husband and wife. I got dressed in the only suit that I own. And as we're getting dressed, Bobby says, "Ooh, I got to go to the bathroom." "Okay, we got a couple minutes." No. "You have to leave." "What are you talking about?" "Howard, I can't go to the bathroom if you're going to be in the room. Please leave." "Where in the hell am I going to go?" "Here, take the newspaper and go sit out on the balcony, please." I go out on the balcony. God forbid one sound should come from the bathroom to the balcony. So Bobby turns on the radio, full volume, turns on the TV, full volume. In the bathroom, the water in the sink, full blast, and the tub water, full blast. And for a good measure, to make sure I do not sneak up on her, she locks the balcony door. I'm out on the balcony reading my newspaper. Across the street, there's another hotel, and there are people there reading their newspaper, having drinks, having fun, and it starts to rain. And I'm on the fifth floor of the Empress Motel. And everybody else across the street is leaving. They're going into their room. I'm banging on the door. There is no sound coming from that bathroom out on this balcony. There is no sound coming from this balcony going into that bathroom. Everybody else is across the street inside looking at me. And I was determined that I was going to let them know that I chose to be sitting on my fifth floor balcony in my one and only suit in the pouring down rain, reading my newspaper that was falling apart. Bobby and I often look back at that first 24 hours of our marriage with laughter, talking to our friends and relatives. But we also realize that that first 24 hours became a metaphor for our 47 years together. Like our wedding night, we were really ill prepared for marriage. And like that ankle deep water we stood in, the first 10 years of our marriage were pretty shallow. And we spent the next 37 years in a loving relationship filled with blessing, magnificent family, but we let a little pain into our life. And there was just a little too much rain. And there were times we thought we would never, ever get off of that balcony. And we hated the struggles that we had to go through. We wanted them to stop. We wanted only the good to be there. But then it all ended, all of the struggles and the sunshine, when my little bride died.